I'm now joined with Green Party Councillor Donna Cooney to talk a bit about herself, her hobbies, interests and about growing up in Dublin. Good afternoon, Donna. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Johnny. Nice to speak to you.
And likewise, as always. First of all, Donna, tell us, what part of Dublin were you brought up in? Was it on this side of the Liffey, Dublin's north side?
It was. It's always on the north side. I lived, first of all, in my grandparents' house, which was, like, they moved eventually out to Sutton, out to Bayside. But at that time, they were living just off the Berkeley Road, Geraldine House. So that was when I first was brought home, my parents were living there before they got their own house. So they were living with my grandparents. And then they got a house out in Bayside. And that's where I lived first and went to school. And it was great. It was full of fields at the time and by the sea, and had a great childhood there.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it was a bit like the countryside. Like, you were close until we got the Dart station. Well, I remember my dad used to get the train into work there, and because they did have the ordinary trains, but before we got the Dart. But when we got the Dart, like, I was a teenager, it was just like suddenly, like, you had the whole you're into the city in no time. Like, you know, then I was able to go out to the south side. Then I went to college out in Dunleary, but I could get the Dart straight out there as well. But you know what I mean? It just, but we had like fields, like at the back of the Dart station there, it's loads of fields, bulrushes. You know, it was like being in the countryside, except you were, you know, in very close to the city as well.
Yes, the best of both worlds. Yeah. So Donna, take us through your childhood and teenagers in terms of what you liked to do, you know, your hobbies, interests and so on.
That's probably, I'll take up all your time with that. I always had a lot of interests and hobbies. So I think I must have had my mother completely pestered for the amount of things I like
right.
to do. Because
okay.
I would have been doing everything from tap dancing to Irish dancing to ballet to acting. I was in the acting as well at the time. Obviously, art was always an interest. I think I used to take up quite, I used to go up to Jerry's Stable up there and do a bit of horse riding. Obviously, I was always interested in nature and birds, and you know, so I had a keen interest in that. History was always a big interest for me as well. So I would have read an awful lot as well. I remember one summer, myself and my friend, she was like my next door neighbour, and we got it into our head that we'd go to Raheny Library every single day and take a new book out every day and read it that day. So I was a big reader, you know. So I liked reading, like drawing, like art, and running. Actually, I was into running as well. I ran in school and I ran the community games, and I was in the school running team and the relay team. So
sounds great. Did you like to listen to music? What kind of music did you like, or do you like?
I really into music, but I suppose I have a wide range of musical interests. Like, some of it would be, you know, very diverse range of music. I mean, in my teenage, I suppose I still like the stuff that I liked when I was younger, but I'm always looking for new artists as well and new things. So I really like live music. So I, you know, missing going to gigs and things like that. I can't wait for them to come back, but I really like live music. Oh, I'd liked everybody. I mean, I suppose my favourites growing up probably would have been David Bowie. But I mean, I would have liked older stuff like Ella Fitzgerald, Nina Simone, Dionne Warwick. I'd have liked even classical, like I like Schubert and even some early music. I suppose in my teenage years, I don't know. I mean, I suppose I liked Echo and the Bunnymen, Susie and the Banshees. I don't know. I had a huge range of Debbie Harry, Blondie.
All right. So that sounds like you must have gone to attended the Grove in Raheny.
I did.
All right.
I did.
Tell us about your memories of the Grove.
Well, dancing, really, I suppose. You know, you never stopped, did you?
Yeah,
the minute
yeah.
you got in. And really good music. You know, I mean, you had all your different, as you say, you had your Cure heads and you had your more sort of different types there. But I mean, it was great. Like, I liked the whole experience, you know. I was getting ready and we'd head out with a group of friends and we used to walk there. So so that was like, even getting there was an adventure, you know. So I mean, I didn't just go to the Grove. We used to go to Setonians as well. Like, so we had different ones. Like, so we used to go to Setonians as well, and then we'd go up further. We'd go all the way up to the Dinghy Club there in Sutton. So it was great, you know.
Absolutely, not too many months away from poor old Cecil Nolan, the DJ from the Grove, who sadly passed away last year.
Yeah,
he was great, wasn't he?
he was great, you know. And I mean, I've been at a couple of the reunions over the years, and he really was, you know. I mean, he just had a way of choosing the music and putting them together. And sometimes I think you think with things like that, with sort of teenage discos, that there wouldn't be as much, they wouldn't be as coordinated as he would. You know what I mean? He knew he'd play one after another and what way you'd put a set together. And, you know, it was just really well, was really well put together. You know, he really knew his stuff, you know.
So Donna, as a teenager, what was your main passion? Or maybe there were a couple or a few of them.
I suppose like all teenagers, friends would have been, I suppose I was, yeah, I was really into my art, like my music. I suppose social causes and things like that. I was always had a sort of a keen interest in social justice and that type of thing. So I suppose I would have been involved in issues like debating in school, that type of thing. Like I remember us having people in from Dunstores and the South, you know, about the boycott in South Africa and apartheid. I remember, you know, having at quite a young age, having a sort of an awareness that, you know, that you could affect change by really just taking some sort of action. I would have gone out on when Reagan was over, and anti-war marches and that type of thing as well. So I suppose, yeah, I was interested in having fun and going out and dancing, but also had a very, you know, strong sense of social justice and how we could affect change, you know.
Yeah, and that actually leads into my next question. And I know, Donna, the purpose of this interview is to avoid politics. We don't want to talk about politics today. But just tell us how you initially became involved in it, because it goes right back to your younger years, doesn't it?
It does. My youngest memory of getting involved was at the age of 10. They were building the pub there in Bayside, and I wanted a playground because the original plans was that they were supposed to have a playground there. And I was like, I'm not having this. I want my playground, you know. So I got together with all my friends, and we made placards, and I think we were even in the paper. So we were there with our placards and pubs aren't for children, you know, or playground, not pubs. So it took maybe 20 years or more before they actually built a playground in Bayside. But that was a long time coming, and a bit after that before they got one in Kilbarrick. But there really was a need for more playgrounds in the area. And I suppose at that age, I just, you know, I suppose I thought, well, I'm not going to just sit down and take it. We'll make some placards, and we'll go out there and we'll have our protest. So yeah, so as I say, I was always aware and conscious, and with my ancestor, my relative was Elizabeth O'Farrell, and she was brought up in the history books, and we were always aware of her. So I knew, like, I suppose at some background in that sense, my grandfather, my mother's father, was involved in the union, and I suppose I was aware that people could. You know, I wasn't in any political party, but I was aware that people could affect change. And I was aware of politics. We had an awful lot of elections in my teens. There was always posters up because, you know, they seemed to be constantly general elections, didn't there? It was went through a period where there was a lot of governments seemed to fall fairly quickly. And so I was aware of that. But I wasn't interested in joining any particular political party. So, but then, gosh, when did I join? I suppose I was in my early 20s, and my mother had joined the Green Party, and she gave me a booklet. She joined first, actually, and then straight away she ended up being the secretary of Dublin North East Greens. She had previously been in another political party in the area, but she had become disillusioned, and she joined the Green Party, and she handed me a leaflet about it, and I read the seven principles, and they just clicked to me. I just, like, the whole seven guiding principles of the party, and I thought, this is something different, you know, this is something that I can relate to. And so I just filled in out my membership form and joined then, and been a member since.
And here we are today. Excellent. Yeah. And well done, I have to say. So finally, Donna, tell us your views on how things have changed for children growing up these days compared to the time when you were a child. Like, for example, you know, today they have all these mobile phones, games and so on.
We did have games. I mean, but they were a little bit more basic. I think we had our Atari, we had our things, some video games on the television. But yeah, Pac-Man and things. But anyway, no, I used to head out, I think, all day long. I mean, they just, children now have a lot more organised play, and there's a sense that it's not, there's a lot more traffic on the road. You know, we used to actually play called road tennis, but we used to play tennis on the road. We used to play skipping on the road, and we used to head out on our bicycles, you know, and like just head off for the day. You'd bring a picnic and you'd just go off on an adventure. It just seemed to be, the summer seemed very long, and you could head off to the beach for the day. And yeah, I had a lot more. And I suppose that you then you knew where you're living. I've noticed, like with children now, sometimes they're not even aware of their locality and roads and how to get somewhere, because they're used to being ferried here, there and everywhere. And that's really a one generation, you know, that's something, that sense of freedom and that sense of being able to call for your friends and go out and play, and the streets and the fields and everywhere around you was your playground. You know, you knew your locality and you played in your locality. And now I think and a lot of it's got to do with traffic and a sense that it's not as safe, that people have a lot more organised play than we did when we were younger. You know, we had adventures. And,
yes, I see where you're coming from. Yeah. Right, so we leave it there for today. Donna, thanks again for joining us. Lovely talking with you as always, and all the very best to you. Do take care.
Thank you, Johnny. Bye.
You're welcome. Now, that was Councillor Donna Cooney, Green Party, talking about her hobbies, interests and about growing up in Dublin.